Welcome back to another episode of the KKLC Morning Show.
Hey, turn it up!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh. Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million. 150 million people. That's all.
Does anybody mind if I turn on my radio?
Hello there. Welcome back.
It is Friday. Happy holidays.
Where's your Christmas spirit?
We've got to get everybody back in the Christmas spirit.
I have to go Christmas shopping.
I'll go Christmas shopping.
The true spirit of Christmas.
Oh, good. Christmas shopping.
That's the Christmas spirit.
At least someone around here has got the Christmas spirit.
Happy Friday, one and all.
Guess what time it is?
It's showtime.
Yeah, we are in the Christmas spirit. Mike and Carla Morning Show, along with our executive producer, Morty. Show number 2398. Friday morning, Carla, at about 6:11 already.
Can I tell you, by the way, how much I love that song?
Mm-hmm.
It's Sarah Vaughan. The kids out there are going, who the heck is that with, I think, Stan Freberg, I think it was.
Probably.
Yeah, yeah. I only know because, you know, my dad, that's all. But it was, oh, man, it's the best.
Had that big band swing sound.
Don't
and
get me started. Love it.
Well, hopefully it got you started this morning because
the best.
We have another busy morning, lots of stuff to cover. Your first of five on-air clues to help you find the world-famous Jingle Bell Rock is happening in about an hour, a little after 7 o'clock. We'll have that for you. Otherwise, looking forward to a great day, beautiful weekend, sunshine this morning.
Yeah.
Maybe some high clouds over the weekend. Highs in the low to mid-60s.
Yes.
You know what? We'll take that.
Absolutely.
49 right now.
I get all my news from the radio.
There are just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Building to big news.
On 96.3
KKLZ.
Oh, my goodness. Well, by the way, a big happy birthday, the video game Pong. Yes, it turned 50 this week. You may remember that one. That was the first big video game to really blow up and become popular. And we were all, oohing and ahhing. This thing is great. This is the future. This is amazing. Whoop, 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 whoop. Yeah. 1972, November 29th it was. Yeah. How about that? Listen, a poll found... Careful out there. Two-thirds of us keep weapons in our car just in case. Most common, knives, pepper spray, and guns. In that order, people most likely to keep a weapon in their car, BMW drivers.
Shocked.
Mercedes. Yeah, shocked. Mercedes drivers and Hyundai drivers.
Hyundai?
Hyundai's, Mike. City with the most road rage, by the way, Eugene, Oregon.
Oh.
After that, you got Atlanta, Orlando, Pittsburgh, and Miami.
So why would they be upset up there? I don't know.
I don't know. And this morning, big news. Pepsi is encouraging you to try Pilk for the holidays. That's what I said. P-I-L-K, Pepsi and milk. Post a photo of yourself enjoying Pilk and cookies on social media. You could win $1,000 in cash. Just have to tag Pepsi on TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, all that good stuff. Hashtag Pilk and cookies. It has a big cult following, actually, because of Laverne and Shirley in the 70s. That was Laverne's favorite. And people really like it. They've compared it. I've tasted it, and that's what it tastes like. It tastes like a soda. It tastes like a Pilk float. When you pour it over ice cream, that's what it tastes like. It's just a little more liquid than goopy. But yeah, if you're a Pilk lover, then by God, take a picture of it. Tag Pilk and cookies. Mm-hmm. Hashtag Pilk and cookies. You could get $1,000 just for doing that. I believe 25 people are going to win that. So There you go. It's Friday and a happy one. Few things you should know.
All right, Carla, we have some cute kids on the morning show this morning. Here you go. This one, well, I'll just say this. She's learning early. Listen to her situation and what she did.
What'd you just tell me?
Okay, so today I was at school. All the time I do tiny farts. That's quiet.
Okay.
And today I did a big fart that was known. And he said, Audrina, was that you? And I'm like, no, it's someone else.
And it was you?
Yeah.
Koshki! You blamed it on somebody else?
Yeah.
And listen to Mom.
Oh, yeah. Mom's like, high five.
Way to go.
Girl. Oh, my gosh. That's why you get a dog in the house. Oh, my gosh. Well, okay, learning early.
All right.
She's very proud of herself,
and the other little girl,
oh,
just is... not happy.
Yeah.
Not happy at all. And listen, and here's why.
Why are you crying?
I wish I had boobies.
Oh. You wish what?
I wish I had boobies.
You'll get boobies when you get a little older.
No, I won't.
Oh, my gosh. Somebody talk to this little girl.
I saw this video. I had to watch the video. She is, I mean, just in tears because she wants boobies. Let me tell you something, little girl. You're going to get them. And then shortly after, when you take that first run or try to do something, you're going to say, oh, I don't want these. I don't really want. These are kind of a pain in the butt.
Were you like that as a little girl?
Yes.
Wondering when they were going to start growing out? And,
I remember, I mean, I wasn't like that, but I was probably 10 or 11, and I wanted a bra. So bad I wanted a bra. So my mom said, all right, you know, at that time they're called training bras.
Yeah.
And so I wanted what we were training them for, I don't know, but seriously, it was like, are there
bigger and better things?
Yeah, are there little wheels on the side? What am I doing here? And so we went, my mom said, literally, I remember this at the bottom of the stairs. Okay, let's go get you a bra. Yay! And then we started trying on bras, and it was like, oh, this is, I don't like these at all. These are not very comfortable. I don't like them. But I got a bra. And, you know, I didn't wear it for a few years because I don't really need it. And then, you know, started wearing the bras. Well,
hopefully this little girl, her dreams come true and she gets big boobies and she'll be fine now.
Every guy understands. Don't worry. Okay. They want boobies, too.
By the way, Carla Rae opening for John Caparulo. When is this?
Tomorrow night.
We shared some time with John on the phone. We're going to share some of that conversation with you in about 7-8 minutes from now. Tomorrow night, our very own Carla Rae opening for comedian John Caparulo at the Palms in Chaos.
Yeah, yes.
And showtime is what, 8 o'clock?
8 o'clock. Doors open at 7, shows at 8.
Perfect.
Yeah, I know.
We had John on the phone a couple of days ago, sharing some time with him, catching up. And we had asked him, you know, with his style of comedy, do a lot of people just come up to him out of nowhere and say, oh, my God, you know what you should talk about? I have a friend that does this or that.
Right.
I think it would be funny. And here's what John told us.
More often than I'd like. But, yeah, there's plenty of people. Yeah. With the I had one guy like I remember we went to lunch someplace here in Vegas. It was like a pizza place and we're leaving there. And there's this guy, like, he's on his phone or something, like, out behind the restaurant. We're walking to our car, and he sees me. He's like, hey, are you a comedian? I was like, yeah. He's like, oh, man, I really like your equipment. And I'm like, I really hope he meant material.
Yeah. You know?
Because, you know, like, my kid's here. Like, if you're hitting on me, I mean, that's tasteless, sir. It's weird when people, like, suggest that, you know, like, oh, yeah, hey, you should talk about my friend Paul here. He does this thing with his nose, and it's like, why would I ever talk about it? Like, what, so this guy I've never met, you're going to tell me a story about him, and yeah, because I'm that hard up. I mean, you paid to come to my show, and you think I'm that desperate for material that, oh, I hope somebody stops off and tells me about some stranger and his nose thing, because that would really fill 10 minutes. So maybe just trust me that I've written a few things before I got here and have a drink.
You are that guy, John, too. I have seen you. There's something you do. I literally want to pee my pants. You talk about windshield wipers, and it's hilarious.
I'm glad you just want to and you don't, though.
Yes, that's, yes.
Especially with her opening for you, right, John?
Yeah, you know, because we got to shake hands.
This is going to be awesome.
Yeah,
Carla Rae opening for John Caparulo over at the Palms.
Yeah, over at Chaos. It's a nice room. I think, John, I don't know if you've worked that room or not. It's a nice room.
You know, the only time I've ever performed at the Palms, there were a couple friends of mine, was when I, you know, lived in L.A., a couple friends of mine from L.A., they used to book a show. I think it was like once a month or something like that. I did it a couple of times, but it was in like a lounge area. I don't know, but they promoted it as it was a Playboy show.
Yes.
These were two guys who like ran with that crowd, and they're like, you know, and they'd always use it as a selling point for male comedians.
Yeah.
Like, come do the Playboy show. And be like, oh, hell, yeah, that sounds great. I can tell you as a comedian performing for hot chicks, I love to bomb in front of attractive people. It really
yes.
is fun.
Yeah. It's more fun.
Anybody who doesn't get comedy, it's models. I mean,
yeah.
It's not fun at all. It really isn't. It sounds cool. It's not.
What do you mean she didn't get it?
He is so funny. It's going to be a good time. And like we'd said before, Carla is opening for John Caparulo.
Yeah, that'll be fun. Be
tomorrow night,
fun.
Inside Chaos over at the Palms.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Know a lot of people are planning to get up bright and early tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock. That's when USA, Team USA, will take on the Netherlands in the next round of the World Cup.
Yeah.
And everybody has World Cup fever now.
Yes, they do. I know. Right?
Probably one of the few times you'll watch soccer and be excited about it. And you want our team to win. So.
Well, yeah. And apparently, you know, the Netherlands, they're a tough competitor. So mm-hmm. We'll see. We have
beaten them before.
Yes, we have. Yeah.
So they haven't played since, a couple of days ago, earlier in the week.
Yeah.
So they've had time to rest up. And that one kid that scored the goal ran into the goalie and kind of hurt himself.
Kinda. Oh.
They say he's going to be ready to go tomorrow.
Okay, so good, 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 good.
The team is intact.
Everything healed. Okay, good.
I guess. I don't know. I don't know what you do with that except rest and, frozen
ice.
Peas.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, good for him. VGK got beat last night. Boy, what a game. They were in Pittsburgh, got beat by the Pens 4-3. They are still doing well atop their division and the conference. But you know who's, and you brought this up off air earlier this morning, the Kraken are right behind us.
Man, are they ever. The Kraken, they had a horrible season. It was their first last season, but they, you know, really pulled ahead.
So as we lost last night, they won.
Yeah. Yeah.
So a couple of, I don't even know even how many points we're ahead at this point in time.
You know, I'm bringing it up right now, Mike. We are actually, let's see here. We have 35 points. They have 33.
Okay.
Man.
So for every time we lose and they win, that's a big swing.
Yeah, it really is.
VGK in Detroit.
Okay.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. I know. Detroit's not doing horribly. Now, your Blackhawks.
It's over.
They're having a rough one.
I got news
aren't they?
For you. Yes.
They're having a real rough one. Boy.
The only way they get on TV, like the Bears, if they play somebody good.
Tell me about it.
So, again, VGK in Detroit. They take on the Red Wings, and they drop the puck being back east at about 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon.
Yay.
So, you get soccer in the morning,
mm-hmm.
hockey in the latter part of the afternoon, and that's a pretty good day.
Get a little nap in there in between, right?
Vegas film critic Jeff Howard in studio. Talk to him in about, 10, 12 minutes from now. Every Friday, of course, we check in with Vegas film critic Jeff Howard, talking about what you can watch on the big screen and at home over the weekend, and the holiday season is here.
Oh, we are in full swing. Hi, Mike.
Yeah. Hey, Jeffrey. How are you?
We got got so many holiday films and Christmas stuff coming out, starting with Violent Night with Dave Harbour from Stranger Things Days.
I said, I don't know why this looks good.
It's from the creators of Nobody and Bullet Train.
Okay.
And it seems like some mercenaries took over this wealthy family's mansion, and John Leguizamo plays Mr. Scrooge. I guess they didn't understand that Santa's a tough guy, you know?
Yeah. All of a sudden, he's a tough guy now.
He comes in and he takes care of business, you know? So, yeah, it's a merry mess. It really is.
He looks good in this. I mean, he's in, like, really good shape.
I love things that are pure, like, you know, Santa Claus, and you turn them on their ear, you know?
What is it about this genre now where you turn these happy, family-friendly movies into nightmare stories like the Bambi thing?
That's what we were saying. And Winnie the Pooh, I think because it just hasn't been done.
Yes, it hasn't been done, and people have an evil side to them, like myself. Yeah. You know, so I love that.
Even Santa.
Also, we have It's a Wonderful Binge streaming on Hulu. You know The Purge, where one night a year people can go and do it, all the laws are gone? Well, this is the same way. In the future, not too distant future, all drugs and alcohol are illegal. So you're allowed one day a year to binge. Well, the powers that be moved it to Christmas Eve. So now we have this comedy where people are doing drugs and alcohol and destroying families and going crazy on Christmas Eve. But it's wonderful. It's a comedy. It's a comedy.
Okay, good.
It's got Nick Swartz in it. It's got Tim Meadows. It is one of the funniest things I've seen in years. I laugh every second. It's fantastic. It's a Wonderful Binge on Hulu. It's streaming on Hulu. Also, this is really strange. It's called Bones and All. It's one of the most bizarre movies I've ever seen. It's with Timothy Chalamet. It's about cannibalism.
Perfect.
Yes, I know. Like, going from Santa Claus to cannibalism. And it stars Mark Rylance. And it's about this group of people that eat people, you know? But it doesn't explain why. It's just a bizarre love story. It's really, I mean, I can't stop thinking.
Do you really have to say bizarre movie?
It's just, I don't understand it. But this movie has stuck with me for the last 2 weeks, and I can't stop thinking about it. It's just really bizarre. And finally, also, Three Pines, which is streaming on Prime Video with Al Molina. It is fantastic. It's a murder mystery series based on the novels from Louise Penny. It's a Canadian production. It is fantastic. If you like those murder mystery, true crime stuff, it's streaming on Prime Video. It's one of my favorite shows this fall.
All right, and tell everybody what you have to give away this morning.
Oh, look at this. I brought the Griswolds in the house from our friends at Warner Home Entertainment. We have the new 4K Ultra HD. It includes the Blu-ray and the digital copy. I got the new, look at that. Look at the Griswolds.
Awesome.
Isn't that
nice?
Yeah, so I got a couple copies to bring in here to give away to our listeners.
All right, first two people on the phone will make it real easy.
Yeah.
First two people, 702-739-9636. You call in, you win. That's how we do it. Follow them on Facebook, YouTube, of course, with all the great interviews, and VegasFilmCritic.com. Jeff, always good stuff. Have a great weekend.
See you next week.
Told you we were looking for our first two callers.
Mm-hmm.
Mike and Carla, you're number one. Who's this?
I want me some Griswold.
Woo-hoo! Yeah, Rush, you got it. Hang on. Mike and Carla, you are number two. Who's this?
Hi, good morning. My name is Darren Dragna.
All right. They both have DVDs of the 4K Christmas Vacation from Jeff Howard. Enjoy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Okay, we're back.
I'm ready.
Let's do it.
It's time for Carla's Take on 96.3 KKLZ.
I have to apologize. I shortchanged our Vegas Raiders. Their win streak is at two.
That's right. That's right.
Both wins.
Sorry about that. Yes.
In overtime. So
okay.
We're
there
sorry.
We go. Right. Got it. Got it. Got it. Yes, I know. Listen, I know what it's like. Don't shortchange our team. Jeez, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, boy, oh boy, an interview actually with People Magazine, Tiger Woods said, I'm close to retirement. He said, physically, I can't do what I used to be able to do. He said, I can hit the golf ball and hit whatever shot I want. I just can't walk. He has a real hard time with his back. He's now got that plantar fasciitis in his foot.
Oh, boy.
He's having a rough go. So he says it's about done for him. And I think he's 46, 48. Yeah, I know. Yeah, that accident really messed him up. It really, really messed him up. But, you know, good for him.
Hope he'll be okay.
He changed the face of golf, that's for sure.
And now his son's like the biggest golfer.
I hope
he's only like 12, 13 years old.
I hope he can do it as well as his dad and just keep it going. I really do.
And stay the course.
That'd be cool.
Okay.
Kim Kardashian hired a pianist to wake up her kids every morning with Christmas songs. So that's where that $200,000 a month in child support is going. Jeez.
Just can't flip on the radio?
No. It has to be special, Mike. It has to be flip on the radio. Jeez, what do you got? I've got a professional
Alexa,
pianist.
Alexa, play some Christmas music.
Yeah, that's no. Listen, trailers for
Indiana. Wait a second. So a live person, a real person comes in with a piano?
I can't remember his name. Oh, he's a professional pianist, yeah.
To wake up the kids.
Yes, with Christmas music, though. Oh. With Christmas music, so.
How long is that gig?
Probably just through the holiday, I'm pretty
sure. 15, 20 minutes at a pop.
I would think one or two songs, depending on how old the kid is and how long it takes him to get out of bed. Just keep
that
playing.
That is the wildest thing. Well, no, it's not.
Why is it?
I was going to say, it was the wildest thing I've ever heard. But.
Yeah, and they have a reality show, and it's all very real. Very real.
God. Okay, so if you could have somebody come in
very
and
real.
Wake you up with their music, who would it be?
Well, it wouldn't be with music. I'll tell you that right now. Turn the music down a little bit. Jeez. Oh my! It would be a sax player. I know that.
Okay.
It would be sax. It would be saxophone.
Little sax in the morning. Okay.
Yeah.
I love
easy.
It.
I'd still hear it. Right? Yes. A little sax in the morning, baby. Yeah. Listen. Trailers for Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, and Transformers: Rise of the Beasts. These are really big movies. Those trailers all came out yesterday. They hit theaters next summer, though. You're going to have to wait a little bit.
Wow.
But those are big, big movies that are coming out. Tom Hanks launching his own coffee line. It's called Hanks, H-A-N-X, for our troops. All the proceeds will go to U.S. military veterans, which is really, really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Carrie Underwood announced her Reflection residency will return in 2023. Another 18 dates. Garth Brooks extending his residency. Yeah. He felt your pain, people. So he extended through 2024. So you got to go to Ticketmaster.com/Garth Brooks before it's too late. There you go. It is Friday. You know what? That is my take.
All this week, you've had a chance to win those tickets for ZZ Top at the Venetian Theater. And we have another pair to give away. We're playing a new game called Name the Game Game.
Yes. Name the sound. Name the game. Yeah.
Name the game.
Okay.
Here's the game. That's it.
I love it.
All right.
Oh, I love it. Wow.
Name the game.
Mm-hmm. Ah. There we go.
All right. Starting with caller number 9, if you can think of what that game is, give us a call, 702-739-9636. You have a pair of tickets for ZZ Top from the Bumble Breeze Prize Closet. All right, giving you a chance to win tickets for ZZ Top. All you have to do is name the game. Here's the sound. Matt, name the game.
Pong?
Yeah.
Yeah, good job, Matt. Good job.
What's the big anniversary for Pong?
50 years old. 50 years old
really?
This week. Yep. Yeah, I believe that.
Doesn't seem like that long ago.
But what a great first video game.
Oh, yeah. I used to play that all the time. And then after that, I don't think I played anything else.
A lot of us.
The only thing I ever played when I was growing up.
And how many parents told their kids, get off the Pong, go to bed.
Yeah,
and then
right.
you would stay on it until like 2 or 3 in the morning.
You just turned the sound down, that's all.
You got the tickets. You're going to see ZZ Top Venetian Theater, courtesy of the Bubble Breeze Prize Closet. Hang on the line for everybody else. Make sure you listen to Wendy Rush, 1240. She'll have another.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. text Jason to 45911, and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Prepare to give away.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here you go. Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Well, you knew this was going to happen sooner or later. You think everything's well planned out? Some carjacker stole a car with a flat tire.
Oh, no, 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 no.
They were only able to make it a half mile before they had to pull over.
Ah!
Due to the flat, they've been caught. They've been busted.
Oh,
so
man.
Worked out.
Okay.
72-year-old woman in Germany busted and arrested for attempting manslaughter after she unplugged her hospital's roommate's ventilator.
Oh,
not once, but twice. She said it was annoying her.
Yeah, she couldn't sleep.
Can't get any sleep.
Hello?
Just runs day and night, night and day.
Oh, my God. I know. That's all I hear. I just keep hearing that.
So I thought I would unplug it.
What is up with that? Come on, man.
You can't do that, lady.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Well, you know what? You don't want to do this either. A woman in Missouri, Liberty, Missouri, she was attacked by a baby bobcat. She was taking a walk, and she thought, oh, look at the little kitten. And she went to pet it, and it was a kitten, but it was a baby bobcat. And they have real sharp teeth, and they're cute and all, but no. And the police said, a word of advice, if you want to pick up the cute little kitten to pet it, make sure it's not a bobcat first. They bite, and they scratch, and they're dangerous.
Don't you have a book with pictures when you do that, when you go hiking?
Kitten, are you a kitten? What are you, a baby bobcat?
Oh, that's a little bobcat.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. And this should be fun. This is happening in England, in Dartmouth, England, group of nudists. They're having a big naked Christmas party on Saturday, December 10th. Now, if you want to go, there's still time. The Torbay Sun Club having a swimming pool party followed by a three-course dinner and a DJ.
Wow.
So there will be dancing.
And moving and hopping and bouncing up and
exactly.
down.
Exactly. Let's jitterbug. Party's about $120 per person. Now, the club says it is open to current and new members. So if you would like to go to the naked Christmas party, you know what? That would be a novelty. That's for sure. I mean, we're going to it like a steakhouse. This would be something different, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it? Oh, wait a second. I didn't know the dress code was nothing. Nothing at all. Okay.
I don't know how well that would go over here.
I know.
There's a lot of people.
Right?
We have good looking people here, but there's a few people
I know. Exactly. You know. Thump, come on. Come dance with me, honey. Let's have a good time.
He'd have it easy. He's behind the DJ booth.
I see. Very strategic. It is Friday. Your other news.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back.
Okay, we're back.
I'm ready. 96.3 KKLZ.
We do it at the end of every show. A little bit of good news. Hopefully start that work day, that whole weekend off on a little more positive note. This is a crazy story. Instead of shopping on Black Friday, a Southern California couple decided to go camping. You know, it'll be quieter. Came across a hiker who had been lost for 2 weeks.
Wow.
They helped rescue him. He was in pretty bad shape.
He couldn't walk. His feet were extremely swollen and infected. My boyfriend calls out to him and says, hey, are you okay? Do you need help? He said, yeah, I've been here for 2 weeks. He also said, I'm very sorry for putting a damper on your camping trip.
When you go hiking, of course, you bring snacks. He brought along some chips and salsa. Well, he survived on a half jar of salsa that he had brought along with him. That was all that was left.
Oh,
that's
my God.
What he survived on. Yeesh.
Well, thank God some people were walking by.
Dude, what do you look awful? Hello?
I guess we won't go on that trail.
Yeah, poor guy.
Well, if you have a feel-good story happening in your life, then by all means, submit it through the M&C mailbag on our website, 96.3kklz.com. That about does it for us. Wendy Rush coming in next. She'll have another pair of tickets for ZZ Top, another clue for the world-famous Jingle Bell Rock as we get ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon sponsored by Porta Subs. Get the taste you crave at your neighborhood sandwich shop, Porta Subs. Order online for pickup, curbside, or delivery, portasubs.com. We will talk to you when we're back on Monday morning, but do enjoy your weekend. Be careful, be safe, be kind to each other.
the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
You missed the show today? Catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the free KKLZ app on the Apple or Google App Stores. The fun returns Monday morning at 5 on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.